Name?
Elaine Montgomery Morgan.
Uh-huh. And Jackson. You were born when?
I was in Enterprise, the 19th of October, 1909.
Uh-huh. And you moved to La Grande?
Yes. My aunt and uncle adopted me because my father was shot and paralyzed for the rest of his life from his waist down. And my grandmother would take care of him and my brother and me. So my uncle adopted me. And his name is William Spratt Montgomery. Right out there, that's fine.
And what age were you when you went to La Grande?
I was three years old.
Uh-huh. And then you started to school, and what school did you go to?
I went to Central.
And do you remember some of the teachers that taught you?
I remember Miss Engel. I believe her name was Engel. And Miss Steele. And Miss Mahaffey, Miss Snyder, Mrs. Gower, and Miss Ticklebeck. And our principal of the grade school, I believe his name was Mr. Prince.
And you went to all the grades at Central School?
Yes.
Is there anything particularly that happened when you went to grade school there?
Grade school?
That you remember?
Well, I was very proud that I was never late or never absent. And one day, it was winter time, and there weren't any kids out playing, and I thought I was late. So I went back home, ate my lunch going home, crying. Mother said, "What are you doing home?" And I didn't want to be late. So she called the principal, and he said, "Send her back, and we won't count her late." So she had to make me another lunch.
Well, then you went on to high school.
Yes, I went until the middle of my senior year, and I dropped out of high school because I wanted to play basketball. There was a girl by the name of Stang. I believe they owned the mill there. And she and I both went out for the same thing. I got on the team, and she went home to her parents crying. They came down and talked to the principal and the coach, and they put her on the team, and I said goodbye.
Cool.
So I quit in the middle of my senior year.
Well, then what did you do after?
Then I left because I wanted to work, and the grandma wasn't much to do. So I moved to Eugene, where I had an aunt. And I started working. I worked as a waitress. I had no training. And I worked at, it was an elegant restaurant. And I went in and told the man I had experience. And I had a friend with me, and they put us to work at night. They put it on the side. There were a lot of college kids that would hang around there. It was a university, and me on the dinner side. And I was really scared. When it came time for my dinner, he was a very elegant gentleman. He slid in the booth in front of me and said, "You really have never worked before, have you?" And I said, "No." He said, "That's okay. I've been watching you, but I'm going to fire your girlfriend tonight." And that man and his assistant taught me the restaurant business.
Well, did you go back to La Grande then?
No.
But you said you had worked in some of the drugstores.
Pardon?
You said you had worked in some of the drugstores? When I
talked
to you?
That was later. Yes, I worked for Paul Graham, and I worked for the people, I can't remember the name, at Glass Drug.
McManus?
Yes.
Snap McManus?
Yes, I worked for them a couple of times. I also worked at Montgomery Ward, and I worked for Chase Bonacamp.
It, Now,
how come you went back to LeGrand?
Let's see, my daughter was 6 years old, and she was born in 1954. It was in about, I can't remember, around in the 50s when we went back and stayed around there for, one summer. And then I left again. I never stayed there very long. I think we probably lived there maybe 6 months.
Now, you told me a story over the telephone about the Chinese that did the gardening.
Yes.
Do you remember his name?
Oh, well, we called him Charlie Chinaman.
Uh-huh.
But I think his name was Long One Duck.
Uh-huh.
I think that was his real name. Why he was called Charlie, I don't know, unless he took my brother's name, because my brother took care of him when he was injured. He was afraid of the tongue because that was very prominent at that time.
Uh-huh.
And he was the only one of his tongue. And I believe Toy Young was the head of some of those tongues. And Charlie would go downtown and gamble in Chinatown. He liked to do that. And it was, then he would have to walk up 4th Street to get home. And there was a very dark place where Mr. Burney owned it, with a jeweler.
Yes.
Where he lived. And there was a lot of shrubs and trees around there. And some of these men were hiding there, and they beat up on Charlie and left him on the street for dead. And somebody found him and took him to the hospital. He was in there for a long time. And when he was released, my brother, Charlie Montgomery, took him home with him and kept him at his house until he was able to go back to his own home, which was just across the street, and their property joined. And Charlie had a big truck garden, and he peddled his vegetables around town. He had an old wagon with green wooden sides and a very ancient old mare named Bess, and he peddled his vegetables around town, and he beautiful vegetables. There was a creek that crosses C Avenue and ran around his property. So he put his vegetables in that cold water, so they always looked beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's how Charlie was injured. He was never shot, like that article paper said.
I don't remember if we said your address. Would you state that again, please?
My address?
On C Avenue?
510 C Avenue. And my brother Charlie lived across the street, 509 C Avenue.
Well, then, what do you remember about the Prohibition times?
The what?
Prohibition.
Well, I don't know much about it. I know there were a lot of moonshiners.
Hey, I'm going to ask you something about Chinatown. Did you go down into Chinatown? Were you down? Did you ever go down in that?
Yeah, we used to go down there and buy fireworks. Because they sold them on the 4th of July, and I was the only place we could get them. But I don't remember too much about Chinatown. It was down around where the Foley buildings are.
Uh-huh.
I believe there was a Safeway store there later.
Later.
And it was in that area.
You were there when the old Le Grand Hotel was built.
I was there with it. When the what?
Le Grand Hotel was built, where the Safeway was later?
No, I remember the Sacagawea Hotel, that was built when I was a junior in high school.
Uh-huh.
And then there were the two Foley buildings, the old Foley building and the new one.
Right.
And I don't remember too much about that area.
Was Chinatown kind of scary? Was it scary to go in there?
No, I don't think so. Nobody felt that way about them.
I wondered about that.
I understand they ran all of those Chinese people out in the 30s. And I remember them saying that the ones who had money could ride on the train, and the rest they just drove out like cattle. But I was gone by then because that was in the 30s.
Yeah.
And I don't know whatever happened to Charlie.
Do you remember anything about the Ku Klux Klan that was in LeGrand?
Yes, I remember they built one of those crosses that they set on fire on the hill above us. And I just remember they were very active.
Did you see them in their
No, I
sheets?
Saw one man came talking to my father. My father was not like that, but I remember hearing him talk to him, but I never saw it. I don't know any of the other people that were involved in it.
What did you think about LeGrand when you lived
about
there?
About LeGrand?
Yes.
Well, I liked it. I liked LeGrand.
Nice place to grow up in?
Yes, I think. I thought it was, yes. It was a small town, and there weren't a lot of drugs and things like there are that. And kids hanging around on corners. We always had something to do. Everybody played sports in school. We were all involved in basketball, tennis. Our high school proms. It was a good place
to
grow up.
Did you feel you got a good education?
Pardon?
Did you get a good education?
Yes, I thought we had very good teachers at that time. Real good teachers. They were interested. And they taught us to school. They didn't send a lot of homework home. They were very good teachers. Really good.
When you all came together in the high school, after having, like you went to Central, and did you, was it fun to get to know all the other kids from all over?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Because we all had our own groups, you know. Of an old town, we had our own group. I had cousins, and we pretty much stuck together. One of us got in a fight and couldn't win. We had a bunch to jump in and help. Leonard Rowe and Melvin Rowe were my cousins. And then there were Marjorie Helen and Raymond Montgomery. And we five were very close.
There was a definite division between the railroad on the north side and the south side in those days.
Central School was the elite.
Yeah, right.
There was Greenwood, Riviera, and Willow across the tracks. Oh, yes.
Ackerman wasn't there yet. Ackerman wasn't a grade school yet when you were there, was it? Over on the college, at the college, Ackerman?
There was no college there.
There wasn't there yet.
No. No. I think it was there though before I was back visiting when it was there because I remember the Strike Girls. And I remember making her a costume for one of her, and she was in college.
Well, I built the college in 1929, and that's when you quit school and went.
Did you ever know any Talbots? Any family named Talbot?
Talbot. No. I don't remember that name.
Because they lived up in Old Town.
They did?
Didn't they, Johnny?
Yes. Well, they came there in 1923.
There were, up in Old Town, there were Knapps and Turnbulls and Rose and McClure's and Mulholland's, Warnick's, and I've now forgotten the name of it all, but Derry downtown, and Hoffman's. There was a little grocery store up in Old Town, and an old man named Spirit. We always called him Old Man Spirit. It was very nice. And then Hoffman's owned a dairy up in Lake Canyon, and they built a big round dance hall up there.
Uh-huh.
And when the dances were over downtown, people would come up there. And they owned a dairy, too. Then, when their children were grown, they didn't have the dairy anymore, and they had a little grocery store right at the head of 4th Street. And 4th Street ended at C Avenue, and there was a family named Epling, mm-hmm. and they owned a butcher shop downtown. You remember them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then Hawkins had that little grocery store at the head of, the, of 4th Street. And Ms. Deal lived there on 4th Street, and I went to summer school to her.
Cool.
One summer. And I liked to go because she had a well on her back porch. And I thought it was fun to go out there and get a drink.
Was it the cold water?
Yes. Uh-huh. I remember her real well. I liked her. She was a good teacher. And she kept a little hose in her desk. And if you didn't behave, she'd get a touch of that hose. And she had a cardboard on the blackboard, and if we could say our times table, we could look behind that card and see what was back there. Wasn't anything back there but a clown. But we worked real hard to learn our times table.
What did your adopted parents do?
My father was in the wood business, and he contracted with the businesses and all the schools for their winter wood. And that's all he did. I mean, he didn't have a job. Because that kept him busy.
Well, in those times were tough. There wasn't a lot of money.
No. No, there wasn't.
Where did he go to cut wood? Did he cut wood up in the mountains?
Yes. My dad owned some homestead property up there. And he had two cattle. And his property joined Governor Pierce's property.
Oh.
Oh, right.
And that's, he got rid of the cattle. He didn't have those too long because the wood business kept him busy. My dad walked with a cane, and he'd walk from Old Town down. He liked to play cards, too. And coming up 4th Street, there'd be kids sitting on the curb waiting for Mr. Montgomery, because he had candy in his pockets.
Ooh.
And the kids were waiting for that.
And he walked clear downtown.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's over a mile.
Uh-huh.
And the theaters that you went to that time, if you went to
there
a show?
There used to be three, but when Daddy was alive, I think there was only one, because we go every Saturday night. And they had cereal going. And there was a popcorn wagon on the corner that was Depot and Adams. And we'd always get popcorn and peanuts there. And there was a drugstore on that corner at that time. It's owned by Newland's. Do you remember them?
Newland Grocery.
That's
drugstore.
A long time ago. And I remember all the drugstores, Harry, Eddie, and Elmer Boone, they owned, and there was Payless Drug, and Powell Graham, and Glass, and Wright's, spelled with a W.
Yeah.
That was over there.
Lynn and Mitch Wright.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe there was only one theater at that time.
Do you remember the name of the theater? That?
No, I can't remember.
Remember where it was? Was it down by the Foley?
Yes, it was on the same side of the street that Bernie Dewar and Dr. Pear.
Uh-huh.
It was on that side of the street, as I remember.
Was it the Liberty or the Arcade? It had been the Arcade first and then the Liberty.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yes. And, oh, and I remember a doctor at that time, too, Dr. Vickers.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember him?
Yes.
He was our family doctor.
He lost his fingers because he was an X-ray technician, and he got cancer, and they cut off his fingers.
Oh my!
But he had a vocabulary that he swore every other word.
As good as I was, I remember that. Because one of my cousins had swallowed a rock, and she was if we were at our house in bed, and Dr. Biggers came up, and she was whining and wanting Grandma to stay with him. Oh, hell yes, get in here and stay with me. He was a funny old doctor, a good doctor.
Yes.
Good doctor.
He kind of looked like Dillinger.
Yeah.
You know. There's a picture of him in the Elks building.
Yeah. Oh, I know my father thought a lot of him.
Was any family, any part of your family, was your dad an elk? Did he belong to the Elks?
He was a moose.
A moose?
He belonged to moose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I was not adopted out of the family. My father, my foster father was his uncle.
Uh-huh.
And he was shot and paralyzed from his waist down by a man named Jidge Tibbet. They're local here.
That's from up here. That's the Enterprise, isn't it? Yeah.
My father, mother, and I lived in Chico, and they were neighbors of the Tibbet family. And from the old timers here, I understand it was a large family of boys. And my father and this one were not very good friends. And anyway, he was riding by our place with some of his friends, and a conversation ensued between my father and Jidge Tibbet. And Jidge said, he bent down, I thought he was going to pick up a rock, so I shot him. Shot him in the leg, in the arm, and in the stomach. Hmm. And one bullet lodged in his spine and was inoperable. And I looked that up, it's in the chieftain over here. In the year of 1912, I went through all that book and I found the article where he shot. Then I didn't go far enough, so I don't know what they did with him. But he grew up to be a very wealthy rancher here.
Well, they were a little rough in those times.
It was mighty rough. They carried guns and thought nothing of it.
How long did your paralyzed father live then?
He lived until he died in 1925. And my mother left when he was shot. She left. And she lived in Spokane. She owned a barbershop. So my brother was back and forth between her and my father. I saw her when I was 12 years old, first time I saw her. And my father lived until I was 16, my brother was 18, and he felt that he knew we were okay, so he committed suicide.
Yeah.
Somebody gave him a gun and shot himself.
He was probably awfully tired.
Yes, he was. Had spent all those years in bed, he couldn't do anything, you know. Somebody lifted him out of bed into his wheelchair, but that wasn't the life.
But sure, that his kids were all right.
Yeah,
that's good.
We were fine.
That's
and
good.
My brother was a jockey too. Good too.
Oh.
All my family were riders, and I have a little 8-year-old granddaughter now that's learning to ride.
Did they ride at stock show? The Union
yes,
stock show.
Yes, he rode at the Pendleton Roundup and all the rodeos around here. He was, everybody around here knew him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Please, Montgomery.
Yeah. Did you have horses?
Pardon?
Did you have horses when you were
yes,
there?
Yes. My dad, his younger son had two teams. A saddle horse, and we always had horses, cows, chickens.
Did Did you like to ride?
Yeah, I did, but I wasn't the best. I wasn't as good as my mother.
Mom,
I could stick on a horse.
Was it pretty in La Grande? When you were there, was it a pretty town?
I thought it was a lovely town. Yeah, really.
Lots of trees.
Yeah, yeah. Gardens. Everybody had nice gardens. And, yeah, it was a lovely town.
About how many people do you think lived in La Grande during that period of time?
Up there in Old Town?
Yeah.
Or,
well, the whole town.
Oh, probably 2,000, because it's grown so much it would be hard. But up in Old Town, it wasn't built up. There weren't, you know, a lot of houses. But now it's solid, clear up to the foothills.
Actually, there were very few houses from Old Town then to New Town, you might say.
Yeah.
It a lot of blank spaces.
Yeah, oh yes. There were, everybody had a lot of space around their yard. You know, they weren't little postage stamp yards.
What kind of winters? How were your winters? Did you have a lot of snow then?
Yes, we did when I was a kid. A lot more snow than they get now. Yeah. Because I walked up, it was almost a mile to school. And yeah, there was a lot of snow.
When you went to Central, it was Central on 4th Street. Mm-hmm. You went straight down 4th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There also was a Catholic boarding school. Do you remember that? Way back off the
I know
field.
Of it.
Yeah. Did you find out when that Catholic church was built?
No, I didn't.
I think it was there when I was going to school, when I was in grade school. I tried to ask, there's a lady who lives here that used to live in the ground, but she didn't know either.
I've got a picture of it being built, but I'm not sure when it was built.
I don't either, but it seemed to me like it was there when I was in grade school. I know that Catholic boarding school was there.
That's where the St. Joseph Hospital was then later built.
Yes, uh-huh.
It burned down, didn't it?
I guess it did. I don't remember what happened to it. But I know it was there when I was there. And in the courthouse in that area, too?
Yes. It was built, well, it's been torn down now.
Have it?
Uh-huh. They used the old St. Joseph Hospital and a building that has been built right next to it for court and then the assessor and the recorder treasurer's office. Now, when you were a kid and the circuses used to come to town
yes.
with the train,
oh, yeah.
did they march the elephants up 4th Street?
Yes, they did, yes.
Did you ever go down and watch them do that?
Oh, yes. Oh, that was a big thing.
There's a lady that we interviewed named Lavelle Ritchie. Does that name sound familiar to you? She told us, and she's about your age, she could remember marching the elephants up to 4th Street to K, and then going over to where the college is now.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a big thing, going to the circus. And the carnival used to come, too.
And where was the carnival?
I can't remember, but I remember that riding the merry-go-round. Oh, that was a big thing, too.
I've seen pictures of a carnival on Jefferson there back near the railroad depot.
Yeah.
There on that back street.
Yeah, right. You know, I don't have this picture, but I'll see if I can get it. My father owned a merry-go-round way back, and it was pulled by a horse.
Uh-huh.
And he used to take it around to the different towns. And I sent that picture to my granddaughter. I'll see if I can get it back.
That'd be interesting.
But he's standing in front of his merry-go-round. I've forgotten about that.
Yeah,
I never saw it, because that was before my time.
No. A lot of these things are before our time.
I know.
But it's so fun to, and for people to know what Le Grand was like.
Yeah. Well, it was just a little sleepy town, you know, nothing exciting going on.
How important was the railroad? Did you feel that the railroad
was
important?
Well, yes, that it was until they took, I forget what it was they took away, but yes, uh-huh. It was a hub for the railroad. And then they, I can't remember what it was, part of it, that they moved that someplace else.
The roundhouse took it out.
Yeah, right.
Was there any kind of a mill?
There were two mills out there. There was Stang's Mill, and I don't know who owned the other one.
Bowman Hicks.
Oh, yeah. And the August Stang owned the other one. Yeah. Ongoing. Yeah. I mean, that the railroad, that's about all there was.
And the farming.
Yeah, and the farming, Now there's everything out there. I couldn't believe it when I drove in and saw McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, we're progressive down there. But and a Walmart. Have you been to the Walmart?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. But it's not the pretty little town. Adams Avenue was, it was a beautiful town. But I don't think it is anymore. And it's the same way with Joseph up here. Joseph was a charming old town. Now they got baskets of flowers hanging and artwork all over the streets and rocks. And it's not the beautiful old town that it was.
No.
Outsiders come in and try to beautify something that's already beautiful.
What were some of the shops that you shopped in when you were downtown with that?
Well, like there was Ebring's Butcher Shop, uh-huh. And I can't remember any big markets downtown, because we did a lot of our shopping. Betty did it, and I don't remember that. Of course, we did a lot of our grocery shopping from Spears, old man Spears.
I know his grandson.
Do you?
Yes, he lives in Le Grand, just three blocks from us.
He married Mrs. McClure. They lived across the street from us. And she married him. They were kind of old.
That was the grandfather.
Yeah, I guess.
Then Leonard Spears was his
Leonard,
son.
I remember him.
Yes. And now, the one that I know is young Leonard.
Oh.
And he lives three blocks from us.
Leonard Spears married, I think it was a McClure girl. Yes, it was.
What other McClures were there? Do you remember any of the McClure kids' names?
Nellie was one. She was my age. I think there was one named Gertrude, but I'm not sure. I think there were three girls and a boy.
What was the boy's name?
That I can't remember.
Was it George?
I don't know. He was the younger one. I don't remember. But they never played out like we kids did.
Oh.
And they were always doing work around. They were never allowed outside the yard. But when we Montgomery kids, we were around the whole town. Playing. So I don't remember. I just remember Nellie and I think Gertrude. Uh-huh. And Gertrude, I believe, is the one that married Leonard Spears.
And were they? And where was their house?
They lived right across from us on C.
On C.
On C. Avenue. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. We lived. Across from us, my brother lived, and then there was a family named Mulholland, and that would be the last house. And then you went around the corner in a lane, and that's where Hopkins, who owned the creamery, lived.
Is that the Blue Mountain Creamery?
Probably, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know who downtown, that. Was it downtown?
Yes, yes it was. And Hoffman's had a dairy up in Lake Canyon, and then George Clark lived up in Old Town. He had a dairy too.
We knew Marvin Clark.
Oh yeah, he's one of the younger ones. Uh-huh. Yeah, his mother, I believe, is Ida, and they was my foster mother's relatives.
We used to take milk from Marvin Clark.
Yeah.
He brought milk, you know, was before they pasteurized milk, you know, and the cream would come up to the top of the bottle.
I know.
You know, and you'd save it and whip cream.
Yeah, because my mother did that. She made her own butter and bread. Yeah. I remember Marvin and I had a big fight. We were right down on the ground, rolled around.
Were you maybe like a tomboy?
Huh?
Were you kind of a tomboy?
Oh, I was a real tomboy. My mother wanted a nice, pretty little girl with hair ribbons, and I was anything but.
I thought maybe you were. You liked sports, and you liked all those kinds of things.
Well, I grew up with a bunch of boys. I had a bunch of boy cousins.
Did you walk up Mill Canyon to Morgan Lake?
Pardon?
Did you walk up Mill Canyon to Morgan Lake?
Oh, yeah, we used to go ice skating up there.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mother didn't want me to do things like that. She wanted me to play with dolls. But Daddy bought some ice skates for me, and I said, "Now you go skating tonight." So I went skating. I fell down. I was wearing a little ruby ring my real father gave me. I broke that ring in two, lost half of it, lost one of my skates. Daddy didn't bawl me out about it, but he did buy me no pair of skates either.
Did you ever learn to skate? Did you ever?
No, not very well. I was kind of hard on one skate.
Well, what kind of games did you play? Like kick the can?
Oh, we used to play run, sheep, run, and hide and seek. And one of our favorite sports was throwing rocks at the bats and breaking out that arthritis. Two or three times a month, they'd have to come put in new arthritis. We'd get to sit on the fence and watch them do it.
Oh, dear. Was your street paved then? Did you live on a paved street in your neighborhood?
No. Well, yeah, most of them were pretty well. I remember one, with Charnia, the governor's property joined my dad's property. And the governor was in Salem, and his brother was taking care of his property. People didn't like him too well. He was kind of a crappy old guy. Anyway, it was a really hot day, and my cousin and I were all sitting on top of the fence when the governor's brother rode up, wanted to know where my father was. I, big mouth and a bunch, I didn't know where he was. And he said our cattle got through the fence and on his property, and he was talking away about it. Took off his hat to wipe his brow, and he was bald-headed. And I called him a bad name. And I thought that man's going to have a stroke. And my father had, somebody told my father, he said, "Well, that's what he is." But if he'd heard me, I'd have got good spanking.
Did you ever go out to Hot Lake?
No, I know where it was. It was very popular. I think it's such a shame. It's just abandoned, isn't it?
Yes.
What a shame.
There's been a movie recently that it was a haunted building, but I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. How long has it been that's not in use?
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
20, 30
years ago.
Well,
for a while there was
maybe 20 years.
Yeah, really? For a while they had a kind of nursing home out there, and had, well, it was a nursing home, down and cared for, you know, seniors, people that were not, that were needed.
Why did it become like that?
Well, nobody took care of it. All the antique furniture was sold out to someplace.
What a shame.
They've just let it go to rack and ruin. It's a shame. Now the wind has taken a lot of the roof off. And people have broken windows.
Oh, isn't that terrible?
They just destroy things. It's sad.
Yeah, because it was very important. My mother can remember it being.
Yeah.
Really. People would come there for treatment.
Uh-huh.
There was even the railroad. It had a depot. I mean, it stopped. People stopped and got off the train and went over there for care. But anyway, things change.
Well, are those hot springs, are they still there?
They're still there. And they haven't lost.
I just think that's a shame that somebody has taken that over and done something with it.
There's two or three developers have talked about it, but I think they want too much money for it, and I don't know what'll ever happen.
They ought to be glad to get rid of it, do something with it.
It's a
you
shame.
You know, one of the things that happens out there, though, that smell of the sulfur, you know, is so bad. There's an RV park, a trailer where people can park trailers, you know, and stay overnight. And we have some friends that stayed out there. But the water tastes a little funny because of the salt or the whatever's in the water, you know. And that smell is, remember how it smelled when you go by and you could smell that funny smell, you know. And people don't seem to like that. So
that's too bad.
That's too bad.
Well, what brought all of this business in Chili Ground?
Well, it's a nice little community, I think. And some of the people wanted to get out of the city. We could use more. We have two trailer plants, Fleetwood and Nash Trailers.
There isn't really enough work here in town. The railroad has downsized, you know, so much. And the mill is always, there's always worry about the mill. And so, like our kids, we raised two boys, and they both have gone, they're teachers, and they've gone away. They don't, you know, they would like to, one of them particularly.
That's what surprised me. All this business has a, what keeps,
it's hard to tell, but keeps it there, isn't it, Judge?
Well, large employers are the college, and now we have an insurance office there, ODS, and they want to build a new building where the old Safeway was. Have you been since the new Safeway?
I can't remember that Safeway store at all.
Well, they're at 4th and Adams. They want to build a new building there. And they would hire 50 new employees, and which would be good.
Yeah.
That's non-polluting and would be a real benefit to the city. Uh-huh. And then the computer outfit wants to go there, and they want to talk about putting the public library there.
Oh.
Did you use the library? Did you go to the public library?
Oh, I used to live there.
Did you?
I loved the library. Yes, I started out reading caveman books, and then I graduated to Tarzan. Then I graduated to Zane Grey. And I fell in love with one of his books, and I stole it out of the library.
Oh. Well, the statutes of limitations are over.
My father would have bought that book for me, but I just didn't think to ask him about it. I wanted it so bad. It was called The Wonders of the Boys Lab.
Did you go downstairs into the children's room down in the basement?
Yes, I went downstairs one time and got kicked out. I was a little old, neighbor had the little ones down there.
Oh.
And she made me get out. And when I got outside, there was this big dog out there. And I dragged him down the steps and opened that door and shoved the dog in.
In the library?
Yeah. And let it created a riot with all those little kids.
I worked down in the children's room of the library for about 20, 25 years.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that library.
It's great. It's a great place. And people, we need a new library badly because it's very, very old. But people are really going to miss it. You know, because they love it. They liked it. They liked that building. They felt just like you did. They loved to go there.
I loved that place.
I've always
been a big reader. I still am. I read 2 or 3 books a week.
That's good. You got a library up here, don't you?
Yes, there's one here and one in Joseph.
Yeah.
I can't climb the stairs, but the library now picks up books. Somebody picks them up for me every week.
Oh, do they? Good.
Uh-huh.
Is there a girl here works at this library named Denine?
That's her.
She's my friend.
I love her.
I worked with her at the LeBran Public
you
Library.
You did?
You tell her that I said to say hello.
I will.
She's the
nicest lady. I just love Denine.
Good.
And she has a wonderful husband, too.
Good. Rich.
You know him?
Rich? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his brother is the sports writer for the Chieftain.
The Ralph Strauss.
Oh, I can't pronounce
it. Yeah, it's very hard to say. Yeah, not good.
Rich and I forget what the other one's name is. Yes, she's a very sweet lady.
When you see her, you tell her that Patty.
I will.
Patty, and she'll know.
When the lady went in to get my books yesterday, Denine came out with her. Talk for a few minutes.
Well, next time you see
once in a while I make cookies and take over to her.
Yeah.
She's so nice to pick out all those books for me.
She's a doll.
And her husband just as nice too.
Really
nice people.
That's
a lot of good people up here.
Uh-huh.
People that are helpful. They give from the heart. That's the kind that counts.
It's a nice place to live in.
Yes, it is. Very nice.
Did you notice that about LeGrand, where people helped one another back in the days that you were growing up?
Yeah.
That there wasn't a lot of money and things, and people helped one another. And you said that you went to dances downtown.
Yeah.
It was a Zuber Hall going at that time?
Zuber Hall and Eagles, was it? There was another dance hall.
Conan Hall, I'll bet.
Well, it was the commercial club that next to the Elks before they moved.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I remember at Christmas time, the Elks used to open those windows downstairs and give out candy.
People used to line up for a block there.
Blocks.
And you know, it's down to where we're lucky if we have 50 kids come at Christmas nowadays.
Mother used to make me go and I didn't want to go.
But we still do it.
We give out a
sack of candy with an orange and an apple. And peanuts and candy.
And, isn't that nice?
Yeah, it is.
Here they send boxes of stuff around people.
LeGrand sponsored this Elks Club here in town.
Oh.
We were the ones that sponsored them when they started.
That's really a nice thing to do. I didn't think they still did that.
Yeah, still
do. There used to be lines, there was no end to it.
Oh. I can remember the whole street was full. They
had
the Christmas tree out there in the street.
Oh, it was a big thing.
You know, there's so many other things for people to do nowadays.
Yeah.
I
remember, too, the Salvation Army always used to stand out on the street at the corner of Adams and Depot and sing.
Usually they had a couple instruments.
Yeah.
Well, that's progress, and it isn't necessarily the best.
Yeah.
You talked about Payless drugstore.
Yeah.
You knew that that was the first Payless drugstore in the whole United States.
Well, you know, I was surprised thinking back about that being there. Because there was in the city, but a little town like this.
Well, Gene Detrick was the manager of the first.
I didn't know anybody in that drugstore, but I worked for Paul Graham, and he had a druggist that worked with him. His name was Les, and I was driving this old 1928 Plymouth, had a hole in the top. The rain would come down, and I asked Les one day, "You want to ride home?" And he said, "I don't know whether it's worth riding home in the rain with you or walking."
Well, we see Powell.
Do you?
Yes, in church mostly on Sunday.
Yeah.
And they live up at the lake during the summertime.
Yeah, I heard they were up here. I liked working for him.
Well, his first wife passed away, and he married Ruth Lacer, Dr. Lacer's widow.
I remember one time there was a lady, they had a phone, you know, and they served lunches.
Yes.
And this girl that worked behind the phone, her mother would come in there sometimes, she was a strange person, and Les was sitting up there eating a piece of pie, and somebody came and wanted a prescription fill, and he had to go back and fill it, and her mother moved over and ate his pie. And then she was sitting in there one day, and I worked in the drugstore part, not on the fountain, and I was putting magazines away, and I found one with a picture of Doris, some movie actress, and I said, "Gee, she's pretty. I wish I was that pretty." And she said, "Oh, I don't know. I think you're just as pretty as she is. Of course, she's awful ugly in the face."
Do you remember the Dutch Bakery?
The what?
The Dutch Bakery, there by the Elks Building, where Mr. Purdy, Pal Graham's father-in-law, ran the Dutch Bakery.
Isn't that funny? I don't remember that.
That is funny, yeah.
Because
I'm sure it was there.
I remember Ruth, you know Ruth Stoddard? Mm-hmm. And was it the Lavender Lunch?
Uh-huh.
That was her?
Well, they bought it from Charlie Carther.
Yeah, okay. Well, I worked for her I worked there. And there was another place on Adams Avenue, on the same side of the street that Bernie's and Dr. Pear, and there was an eating place in there. Can you remember what that was?
Well, it was the Fountain, and earlier there was Dell's place, Dell Hedspeth.
It was a really nice eating bracket. What's the name of it? I can't remember. But I worked at the Lavender Lunch.
You didn't work for Charlie Carther, though. You worked for Ruth's daughter.
No, I worked for when Ruth had it. And then she also took over the dining room at the Sacagawea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, we used to have 3 hotels. Now we have none.
I know.
We just have a few motels.
There's no hotel at all.
No.
Isn't that a shame there with that old Foley Hotel? What happened to Sacagawea?
Well, after the war, they didn't think that there was that many people used it, and so they tore it down and put the U.S. National Bank there.
Oh. I remember on the corner there was the First National Bank, and it was N.K. West that... Mm-hmm. Department store.
Yes.
Yeah. And China Mary.
Yes.
China.
Always
China.
China made
the best food in the world. We get you to get a quarter. We go there and have noodles. And that was a fantastic place. So I would never could find Chinese noodles at any Chinese place I ate. So when I came back here, a friend here took me down, and we went into this restaurant, and I ordered Chinese noodles. And she said, "Are these like what you used to get?" And I said, "They're made." And I like hers, and I told how it was. They put noodles in a bowl with chopped green onions on top, shredded egg, and slices of sweet sour pork. There was somebody eating in the booth next to us, an older person. She got up, came over, and slapped the table. She says, "That's exactly how she served those noodles."
Everybody remembers China Mary.
Yeah, but China Mary made her own noodles, and these were top ramen. But they were served the same.
Same way, yeah.
Santa Mary's, she had a great place. He was very popular.
Yes.
Even though you had to go up those old stairs to get there, remember going up there? Yeah.
And it was on the same side of the street as NK West. And,
Right across from the Granada Theater.
Yeah. 25 cents a bowl, we get all our noodles.
Do you remember the big furniture store that was across the street from there? Would that have been, who was running there?
Fitzgerald?
Furniture store, I remember, was Bonacamp.
Yeah, Bonacamp.
I worked for Chase Bonacamp.
At their house, at home, or at the store, or at their...
At the store.
Uh-huh.
It was combination hardware, furniture, I was working for Montgomery Ward. When I went to work there, the manager wanted to hire me. I had a good working background furniture, but he didn't want to pay me. So he said, "If you work on straight commission, I'll hire you." So I went to work for it. And I worked for him, and then Chase Bonacamp wanted me to kind of work for him. So I worked for him for a while. I worked a lot of places there. Somebody else I was going to ask you. Oh, did you know Henry Hess?
Yes.
My father-in-law, and he were good friends. My father-in-law was George Miller. You probably didn't know him, though. He wasn't around there too long. But Henry Hess's niece and I were real good friends.
Well, Henry Hess went on to Portland, and then he married a lady that was married to Skip Sherwood. She was an Owsley from Owsley Canyon out there, and we learned that recently.
This lady he was married to when I knew them was, she was a Johansson. And her sister lived there with Henry and her. And they lived next, I can't think of the name of that other lawyer, lived right next door to them.
What part of town?
Pardon?
What part of town did they live in?
When there, 510 C Avenue.
Oh, up there.
Then when I was back there, I lived with the family named Strite. They had a big house, had two apartments upstairs.
Leo Street.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I just love those people.
I worked with him on the railroad.
Did you?
Yeah.
He used to sit down in the basement, and he had chair and a radio and a little area of his own.
He was working for the telephone company when you lived there.
Yes.
But before that, he worked for the railroad.
Yeah.
And my wife's father.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we knew him real well.
I was down on
N Avenue, on N and 8.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He always had his drink. Once in a while, he'd wonder if I'd have a drink with him. I would. I don't think she drank. But, I loved her. I just loved her. They had three daughters, Kay, Martha, I can't remember the other girl. Anyway, those girls still stay in touch with me.
Oh, good.
I haven't seen them in 60 years. And I get a, and they were coming up here last summer, but they couldn't all get together. Yeah, they still write me. Isn't that amazing?
That's very nice.
When I last saw them, Martha was in grade school, Kay was in high school, and Arlene was in college.
Well, it's funny, you, over a period of time, you know a lot of people in common than we do, because...
Yeah. Well, I lived there. My daughter and son-in-law had been living there, and I lived there. My little girl was about 6 years old, I guess, when we lived there. And I loved that family. But he'd sit down there, and he didn't drink upstairs. No, she didn't approve of what. Anyway, I'd go sit and have a drink with him. But when we were, my son-in-law and daughter came up here when I moved up here, and Janice wanted to go see that house. And I kept going by it, but I didn't think it was it because they cut the yard all up. There used to be a nice big yard with a great big tree out front. That was all gone. They had just a little lawn, and the house was painted green. It was white when I lived there. Made me feel sad to see it.